with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend, the last weekend in June, and we are prepping you for the holiday weekend coming up next weekend. Rather than tell you on Saturday what you should be doing, we've been working hard today to talk about all the stuff you can do ahead of time and take with you, because a lot of us blow out of town on Thursday or early Friday, take an extra day off, make a long weekend of this high spot in the summer. And we're going to continue that with a little bit of fancy burgers. This is not your stuff that your brother-in-law brings over that came out of a shrink wrap package and they're like little frozen hockey pucks. We're talking real fresh burgers.
Dude, that's exactly what I had. They were frozen. And I won't say the family member. It wasn't in my family.
Oh, yeah.
But the
How long have you been married? It's all your family, brother.
The person directed me not to thaw them, because you could clearly see indicated on the bag that you could throw them on the grill frozen. So rather than arguing, I just bit my lip and walked away and go, it's only a burger, who cares? Not
right.
That big a deal. And maybe since it's such garbage, maybe if you thaw them, they'll just like fall apart like sawdust.
Right.
You know, so maybe there's a method to their madness. So I'm like trying not to watch as this takes place. Now, it's on my big Cajun grill outside.
Oh, you didn't do it. You walked away and made them do it.
I said, okay, all right, not my deal. And nobody ever grills at my house.
I understand.
I walked away because I was supposed to be off for the weekend. I fired up my big Cajun. I brought the big Cajun up from the pool and
put it on the back grill, right?
You know, got it all full. And this wannabe griller threw them on. And I said, do you want me to go out there and check those? Oh, no. Well, I could see they were already curling up.
Oh, yeah.
So they've been on for like 10 minutes. I've got natural lump. I got Parker Pure Mountain Charcoal on there, okay? Best charcoal in the world. It's not some garbage briquette. It's a real charcoal on there.
1,200 degrees.
Yeah. And I'm like, you want me to? No, I'm watching them. So I went out there and I flipped one of them up and it was getting all black. So I just started flipping them all over. And this certain person came out and goes, oh, wow, I guess those were getting kind of dark. Huh? It's like, yeah, frozen, burnt. It's like,
this is going to be Happy Father's Day.
I'm having
the barbecue, Bob.
I'm having a hot dog. I am having a hot dog.
Yeah.
I tried giving them away to the boys when they left for college. Nobody would even take them.
Come on, they've been eating your barbecue their whole life.
No.
They're not going to take that junk.
Yeah.
Come on.
And I had a bag full of burgers. Like, come on, it's good protein. They're like,
freaking Zeus won't even eat those things.
Oh, no, Zeus would eat them. But he licks his butt, too, so his taste doesn't count.
Only because he can't.
Let's talk about designer burgers and not cardboard burgers from a box.
Yeah.
So how about like ground lamb? You ever do a lamb burger?
I have. I'm always a little leery of it because I don't know when it's done. I like my burgers medium to medium rare, and I'm not sure I can do that with lamb. I probably can. But I just...
Depends on where you get it, right?
Yeah. Well, like everything else. Exactly. But I've only done it one time, and I frankly wasn't pleased with the results, so I'm like, I just haven't done it.
Have you ever had raw kibbeh?
That's your Lebanese side, right?
Yeah.
And
that's raw lamb, purely raw lamb.
Is it?
So I think if your burger's not totally black, you can probably be safe.
Yeah, if it's fresh.
This is a cool one. It's called a green chili lamb burger, and I got it out of All Recipes book magazine that comes. And it's lamb patty, some cheddar jack, southwestern roasted green chilies, and aioli or mayonnaise, and then whatever your choice of bun is. But basically, they're going to tell you to mix the chilies together with some other ingredients here. And I can post this if you want to. But they're basically saying just salt and pepper on each patty, grill it up nice, 3 minutes on a side for medium rare. And then after you flip it, you place that cheese on it, and then you place the green chili topping on top of the cheese, and then you put the cover back down on your grill. And if you take a look at that picture, I mean, that's a gorgeous presentation. So again, we're talking about a topping. This time, we're putting green chilies on one.
Right.
But Monterey Jack, green chilies, Lamburger on a nice bun, and then some spinach. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
That's going to look pretty good. You pop a few of those on a plate, and that guy with the cardboard hamburgers from the box is going to be taking your burger, and you're going to get stuck eating his cardboard burger.
All right. Let me give you my rendition of the fancy designer burger, because you know what? What I love to do is grill up some Vidalia onion and some portobello mushroom, chunked up, put that in a little bit of butter and a little bit of balsamic, and let that cook down until those get real soft. I take a little lump of that on top of it. I'm using a beef burger now. I'm cooking that thing to medium rare. When I flip it over for the first time, I'm putting these onions and mushrooms on top. Then I'm going to take crumbled blue cheese and put on top of that, and then close the lid. And that blue cheese, those onions and mushrooms are a little bit sweet with that balsamic and the butter. And then you put a little bit of that salty tartness of the blue cheese on there. You close that lid and let that blue cheese kind of just gel and bring it all together. Slap that bun on there, brother. That is, it's a simple little preparation, but my favorite topping is that sweet onion, that Vidalia onion, portobello mushroom, little blue cheese with that balsamic reduction on those onions. Oh, man, making my mouth water just talking about it, Barbecue Bob, man. So you like to stuff burgers, too. I'm not done a lot of that, but give a little technique on that, because there are a couple tricks.
Those are fun. There's lots of different ways to do it. If you've got a Facebook page, you can see all these people putting these different methods on there all the time. But the simplest way is if you just have a patty former, you know, the plastic deal with a plunger, you just make up a couple of thinner, wide patties, and then you get some nice hard cheese, put it in the center, and knead the ends of it so it stays together, because otherwise when that cheese starts melting, it's all going to shoot out of one side. But you put something like that in there, you put a little bacon in with it, you put...
cooked bacon though, right?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whatever you like, but the cheese is the best part. You're basically stuffing it, so when you take your first bite, the cheese just comes oozing out with your whatever. I like olive burgers, so I'm going to have like mayo and olive and lettuce and tomato on there, and it's just going to all meld, and it's going to get ridiculous. But if it's an olive burger, I'd say stuff it with provolone or cheese. Provolone or Swiss.
Yeah, both of those are good.
Yeah.
That's a man burger. It's time for a little bit of man law. Now you're a man! A man, man, man! Now you're a man! A man, man, man! A man, man, man! You are now a man! You're a man! Now you're a man! Live it! Live it! What makes a man? Is it the woman in his arms?
Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Bridge Street Pasty in Saranac, Michigan. The best pasty in the Lower Peninsula.
Gravy or ketchup, your call.
You're just pouring salt on that, aren't you?
Yeah. No,
that
just
wound.
Just ketchup.
Just keep pouring salt.
Oh, no, just gravy.
The minimum amount of time you have to wait for another man is 5 minutes. The maximum is 6. For a girl, you're required to wait 10 minutes for every point of hotness she scores on the classic 1 to 10 scale.
There you go. It's all up to you. Mm-hmm. Be patient. It'll pay off.
Could be worth
it. That's the rule. That's the rule.
But it's all things Independence Day. There's some – I'm watching a special Bill O'Reilly's doing. It's all about the founding fathers, and I'd highly recommend you read the Constitution for this Independence Day coming up and get yourself back into what made this country so great, because we're all just so spoiled, we don't even know how we got all this stuff.
Yep. It's the weekend. Get out in your backyard and fire up a grill. We're going to do a little hot dog bar coming up next.